Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by my co-host, our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your day. We're kicking things off with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you.
Michael, we got some plans this afternoon in town at Lunch by the River, a big event going on. This chance of rain we're going to get, is there a chance we might see it in the afternoon here? Or is it looking like it's going to be a little later in the day?
It's going to be pretty late in the afternoon, anytime after about 4 o'clock or so later on this afternoon. It's not going to be terribly widespread as far as that shower and thunder shower activity, more of the hit-or-miss variety. But yeah, keep an eye on the radar if you have any plans out there later on today, as, again, we'll see a few pop-up afternoon and evening showers and storms out there. Pretty hot and sticky for today as well. Those high temperatures approaching that 90-degree mark by this afternoon and probably feeling more like the mid-90s as we'll have those humid dew points well into the 60-degree range here for today. For tonight, any lingering isolated showers and storms falling apart early in the evening, and then we'll have clearing skies overnight with those low temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. Not quite as hot for tomorrow, and definitely less humidity making a return for your Friday. We'll manage a high of 87 degrees there for tomorrow with some light east winds, and Saturday looking to stay dry as well, just dealing with more in the way of cloud cover, keeping those temperatures in check. Saturday we're back closer to the lower range of the 80s for highs there to start off your weekend. Sunday, though, not looking the best for those outdoor plans. There was some widespread rain headed on in. Could have some embedded thunder showers as well as a slow-moving area of low pressure begins to approach from the west. Sunday, even cooler conditions with highs back in the upper 70s. And for Monday, still a chance for some scattered showers there with a high of 77. We finally dry out once again then by Tuesday of next work week, but those temperatures pretty close to average in the lower range of the 80s. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Get my mowing done now. Just writing that down.
Yeah, get it done now. Anytime now through Saturday looking pretty good, but yeah, Sunday looking pretty sacky.
Appreciate you, Michael. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Have a good day.
You too. Best you in too. The business. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there. We are here on a weekend, sort of. It's a Friday eve. We're here to have some fun.
We're getting close.
We're going to talk about the weekends in a little bit, and actually a new health concern that there has rised up that we're going to talk about. Also got a study that found the two exercises that are best at lowering blood pressure.
Okay.
Get into that. We're actually going to start our show with a big philosophical question. We'll get into that in a moment. Of course, 9 o'clock hour, nothing but fun for you. We'll kick it off with our friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director over at the Southwood County Humane Society, with our Pet of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to Current Technologies for that. Looking forward to it. We'll be talking some rafters, and we'll talk Lunch by the River going on today. Of course, down there today. Are our friends at the United Way going to be down there?
Yeah, with their Stuff the Desk.
Yeah.
Stuff the Bus.
We'll be talking about that and rafters and plenty more. But I wanted to actually kick off our show, Melissa, with a real good story of the day. And I'm just going to read this email as it was forwarded to me from Pam.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Marion. I think one day I've heard your radio stations, and you have a great variety, and needless to say that I continue to listening to your radio station through the internet. With sincerity, I want to say that you are the best, one of the best. My dream is to receive a modest souvenir from you. Can I trouble you to send a gift or a logo, please? I'd be happy to receive one. I'll be waiting for your reply. I would love to have a memory from your radio station. I'll be waiting for your reply. And this is from Marion Dan Chesty, and she is from Solovania, Ukraine.
Oh, cool.
How cool is that?
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to send her something.
And she kind of teed us up for this. So we want to thank our friends in the Ukraine. Thank her for messaging us and everything, because we, Melissa and I want to kind of let you all in on something. Now, this is just between all of us, though, everybody, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
But we got some new logos we're going to be rolling out here on both of our stations pretty soon.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
That's very exciting. We're very excited. We love our logos. I don't want it to sound like we didn't enjoy our logos for WIR and WFHR as they are. But as in the last year, if you've been on the Civic Media website and seen, we have a great graphic designer who does the designing work for all of our work. Our stations.
Rebecca's awesome.
Rebecca's amazing. Rebecca's awesome. Love working with Rebecca. Rebecca also, maybe the most important part about Rebecca, huge Arrested Development fan.
show.
which really works for Chuck and I, and really this station. It really does. But we're going to have some fun with this in the coming, in the weeks to come. We're going to be talking more and more about this rollout and everything, but we're very, very excited about this. And it's all about you out there. It's all about you listeners and you know, getting this stuff in your hands and having fun with you and in working with our community more, being out there in our community more. That's something that's very important to us here, something that we want to do much more of going forward. We're very excited about some of these things that are going on behind the scenes. It's a lot of fun.
Indeed.
But with all that fun aside, Melissa, you and I, when we get together, we always have these great conversations. One of the most consistent things I hear from our listeners is they love when you and I engage. and I think that's fun. I think that you and I, while we see, we're very parallel on a lot of things. Oftentimes, you will have a different angle on something than I will and vice versa. So we're able to bring that to the fold. It makes for a fun conversation.
Indeed.
So we have to dive into, you know, deeper conversations sometimes, and here we go. Do you do your dishes right away or wait for them to pile up? I'm sorry, everybody. I know it's not even 9 o'clock yet, and we're diving into these heavy topics, but
chores.
This is what we do sometimes around here. We have to get into the heavy stuff every once in a while. I think I've already noted on the air here multiple times that I am a borderline neat freak. And thank you, Mom, for that. I actually, it's been one of the few things that I think has worked out for me when I've lived with a woman or something like that. At least I have that going for me. I don't mind getting my hands dirty. I don't mind cleaning or anything like that. But with that, I've also driven people crazy.
There's a dish in the sink.
Yeah. I'm that person where I'm not going to, you know, bark at somebody about it. But
you're just going to do it.
I'm just going to do it. And sometimes that can be just as frustrating for some people. So before we dive too heavy into this, Melissa, do you want to give your feedback on it or do you want to wait?
Well, you know, it depends on the living situation because I've had various and sundry living situations over the years. I could say that if it's me, just me, myself, I'm not going to wash each dish as I use it. Especially if I have a dishwasher, which has happened periodically here and there. So then I'll rinse them and put them in the dishwasher right away. So they're not sitting on the counter, typically, if it's empty. If it's clean, they might pile up in the sink a little bit. But I usually rinse them. So they're not, you know, gross.
Yeah.
But when I live in a household of a bunch of kids and a roommate, then it's after the meal. Let's do the dishes. Yeah. Get them done.
If you turn your back on those dishes for a half a moment, 20
they
more.
They multiply like rabbits. 20
more. Yes. You can't. You literally, there's a couple things you never turn your back on in this world, and that's one of them, dishes. Don't do it.
That and the ocean.
I never heard that before, but I love that. Oh, I'm using that from now on. That's so good. You're so right about that. I'm with you on this, too. I think that this is where what it comes down to is the amount of people in the house. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that every once in a while when I have been alone, I've tried to push myself where I'll have dinner like around 5 o'clock, let's say, and I'll leave the dishes in there and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll do them tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And 10 o'clock rolls around and I'm doing the dishes. And when it comes to dirty dishes, what's your preference? Do you like to do them right away or let them pile up all at once? 424-2600, call them up and join the conversation. Over 8,000 Americans were polled, and the ones who answered 52% prefer to do them right away. 48% said to let them sit. I think the biggest key to all of this, you hit on the head, Melissa, soaking your dishes.
Yeah, rinsing them, making sure that, because if they sit there and get dry and crusty, then they're really hard to wash.
Yep. Just do that, you know, your future self will thank you. Let those soak. That's a big deal. It helps. The answers were pretty consistent across all ages, which is surprising. You think young people would be more likely to let dishes pile up, but that is just the stereotype that people seem to have about young people, even though it has no standing.
Right.
I don't know how much more we have to quash this stereotype that exists with young people about them, this, and this, and this. And every day we seem to have stories that push against every one of those things.
Well, it's true across the spectrum, though. Ageism is a real thing. And and older people want to blame younger people for being lazy, and younger people want to blame older people for being, you know, not tech savvy or something else ridiculous.
old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
The only place there was a difference was with men. 51% of guys prefer to let dishes pile up compared to 45% of women.
Yep.
Not shocking. Not shocking at all. They also asked the same question about laundry, and that one's more clear cut. Around two-thirds of us prefer to let our laundry pile up and do it all at once.
Well, laundry is quite a bit different, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and I would say the same thing with a dishwasher. Mm. You know, I'm not going to wash three dishes in my dishwasher. I'm going to wait till it's full.
Right.
You're not going to wash three pairs of pants in your washing machine unless you need them. You're going to wait till you have a full load. That's just smart water-wise.
I gotta be honest with you and the audience about something. My whole life, I've done dishes. I've never had no problem with it. The men in my family was a big part of it. my papa, my dad, even my grandfather to a degree. You know, their wives will cook, and we would do the dishes, and vice versa. If my parents, you know, my dad cooked, or my papa, or something like that. You know, my mom and my nana would. But I was always in there. It didn't matter. I was always helping, whether it was washing or drying or whatever. I was dating a girl a while back who came from money and had a lot of it. and they had a dishwasher. And I was all gung-ho, you know, after her mom and I and her sister had dinner once. I was like, I'll do the dishes. I'm like, okay, but you just throw them in the dishwasher. I was like, all right, I got this. Melissa, I sat in front of that dishwasher for a good 5-10 minutes before I asked for help.
Yeah.
I had no idea what to do. I had no idea. I still don't. I don't know how to work a dishwasher. I imagine that it is pretty self-explanatory once you get the hang of it. I'm guessing that it isn't rocket science. But I
don't blame you.
I didn't know what to do with that thing, man. I've never worked a dishwasher before. I felt like a fool. There are a few, maybe top five foolish moments in my life, and that is saying something. I walked in there as sheepish as I'll get out. I don't know how to work this.
I can empathize with you, though. When I first had the opportunity to use a dishwasher, I was leery. Like, I didn't know exactly what to do, and I didn't know how to load it, and I wasn't sure if I did it right, or, you know, so there's a learning curve. But yeah, once you get it down, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. But once they explained it to me, I felt pretty foolish that I didn't realize the certain things. But
I'm going to give you a pass on this one, James. I don't think you should have felt stupid.
I will take that pass. I don't get many of them. We're going to take a pass to go into the next segment, which is Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Get to do some celebrating when we come back. It's Melissa and James here with you on Mornings at WFHR.
It's my birthday.
It's just so slow. It's time to do some celebrating. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day, where we do some celebrating and we talk about our good friends over at Misty's Menu. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook page. Pages for WFHR or WIRI. You can contact any of our staff and they'll get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you got to do.
However you get them to us, we want to celebrate with you.
Let's take a look at this list. And Melissa, I need a one or a two from you.
Let's go two.
That gives us that qualifier. We can get right in and dive in. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Gail Jackson.
Happy birthday, Gail.
We hope it's a great day for you, Gail. Thanks so much for sending us this birthday and helping us celebrate with you. Enjoy your day. And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, a happy diamond anniversary.
Ooh.
Happy 60th to James and Valerna Johnson. Or Valerie Johnson, sorry.
James, I'm sorry, I missed the first name then.
James and Valerie Johnson.
James and Valerie. Congratulations.
Happy 60th, you two. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
That's beautiful. That is very cool. Happy diamond anniversary to you. And those names sound great together. James and Valerie. That's a really good combo. I like that. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. We hope it's a fantastic day for you. You deserve it. It's Thursday. Celebrate right into the weekend.
For sure.
I'll wait all weekend long. Enjoy. And you're a qualifiers. Taking a look at our celebrity list here, Mamie Gummer is 40. That is Meryl Streep's daughter. She's an actress as well. They worked together in a movie called Ricky and the Flash a while back. Mamie's come. She's had a couple of good roles here and there too. She's working her way through the industry, and I appreciate that she doesn't go by Streep. I can't. I heard about this a lot with John David Washington, Denzel's son, and how important it was to him. Like he thought of changing his last name, and this, like, well, it's Washington, so it's a pretty common last name, so he didn't worry about it as much. And thankfully for him, he didn't run into too much of it early on. But when people would find out who his dad was, the expectations become different, they kind of have already a perspective of you, an idea of you, and you can't be your own person. It's also one of these things where you can't, you know, they also have an in the industry that most of us would beg for. But there's also the nepotism part of it. And it's this weird balance that you kind of have to find in that world.
Yeah. Well, because they want to make their own way, some of them want to make their own way, not just ride coattails. But it would be hard to do that, I would think. And she doesn't necessarily look like her mom until they're together.
Yes.
Like when you see them together, they're like, oh yeah, I see the resemblance. But when you look at her by herself, you don't really see Meryl.
Yeah, that's very true. I see the same thing. I think that it says something. So it may get your foot in the door, nepotism, but it don't keep you there. It don't keep you in the room. You look at like a John David Washington or somebody like that, Denzel's son. Whether he was a Washington or not, if his last name was Smith, he'd be doing the career he's having. His talent level doesn't change regardless of who his parents are. I genuinely think that when it comes to the conversation, that seems like that conversation died down. It rose and then faded away pretty quickly. But there was a lot of talk about nepotism for a while there. And my pushback to it was always, it may get you in the door, but it doesn't keep you in the room.
Right.
You got to have the talent. You got to have the skill set.
You got to back it up.
We've seen plenty of examples of this throughout entertainment history, of artists getting an opportunity because they are related to so-and-so or whatever, and if they either rise or fall on their own talents. So I don't see the worry about it, and I'm one of the people that should be worrying about it, because those people could be taking jobs from me and stuff, and I'm still not. To me, I will always fall back on, and this is a little bit silly because it doesn't always work this way. But if you are good enough, you will make it. That is something that I have relied on since I was 7 years old, and I still believe in. Evangeline Lilly is 44. Kate on Lost.
Oh, okay.
Terrell the elf in The Hobbit, and Wasp in Ant and the Wasp Man movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember her from Lost.
Very solid actor. Very solid actor. Arguably the GOAT in all of football, Tom Brady is 46 today.
Really? 46?
I'm not arguing with people anymore about this. I'm done with it. It's such an old and boring conversation to be about who's the greatest football player of all time, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's got as many Super Bowl victories as Tom Brady or playoff victories. He's got a billion records, but he's also got losses in the Super Bowl, and Joe Montana ain't got any. Joe Montana's 4-0, and I will maintain that to me, Joe Montana is the GOAT. I don't begrudge anybody pushing back on that. And to each their own. The fun thing about the conversation is there's no right answer.
Right. Everybody gets their
opinion.
A wrong
answer, I should say. Yeah.
Right or wrong.
Spinderella is 52, the DJ for Salt and Peppa. very, very good DJ, by the way. Very good on the tables. Isaiah Washington is 60, actor known from Grey's Anatomy and The 100 and a couple of other good roles.
Okay.
James Hetfield is 60. Metallica's lead singer and I believe songwriter. Enter Sandman, Nothing Else Matters, One, The Unforgiven. Bigger fan of Metallica's earlier stuff, One and Justice for All, like that whole album, like a lot of that stuff and everything. But there's plenty of good songs here and there too. I one of those bands that actually Lollapalooza is streaming live today. We'll have more on that in an entertainment section. But last year, was watching some of them at Lollapalooza and just really blown away by how just active James Hetfield still is out there. He does not seem 60, that's for sure. One of the better character actors out there, John C. McGinley, is 64. A lot of people know him as Dr. Cox on Scrubs. But
I didn't watch a lot of that show.
I didn't either.
He's funny. Is he on Space?
Yes, Office Space. Yes, that's where I was going to go. He's one of the Bobs in Office Space, and I think that is where most of us know him from. It's actually kind of funny that most people know him from that, because in that role, even though he's playing kind of a meaner character, he's smiling a lot, and you don't get to see him smile a lot of the roles he plays. He's a great actor, though. He's one of those guys I would love to work with. I feel like a lot of character actors like him, you get better when you work with. The great John Landis is 73 today, one of America's greatest directors. Animal House, The Blues Brothers, Kentucky Fried Movie, American Werewolf in London, Trading Places, Coming to America. He directed Michael Jackson's Thriller. John Landis, just an amazing career, especially if you look at just comedy. One of the best comedic directors of all time. I was a huge fan as a little kid of American Werewolf in London. I thought that it was game-changing with the way that the person transferred into a werewolf. I'd never seen anything like that. Not really one of the greatest movies, I thought, but that part of the movie just really threw me. And I believe that that is a big reason why he was chosen to direct Thriller. And you see the transformation Michael makes in Thriller. It's a little similar to American Werewolf in London. I am from Chicago. My father and his Mount Rushmore is Belushi. So I have to love the Blues Brothers no matter what. But honestly, I think Trading Places is my favorite of all of his movies. I love Trading Places. I don't know how much of all of it holds up, but that is one of those movies as a kid. I would watch that nonstop. I love that. That and Coming to America.
Yeah, Coming to America. I know that one real well.
Coming to America, I love mainly because of all the roles that Arsenio and Eddie played in it. I loved seeing my favorite scene. One of my favorite scenes in comedic history is the barber scene. Everything in that whole barber scene, I can watch that nonstop over and over again and love every bit of it.
Wow, it's been so long since I've seen that.
It's so good. Martha Stewart is 82 today.
Really?
Yeah, and does not act it or look it or seem it.
No.
I would not have guessed she is 82. I had no idea how old Martha Stewart was, but wouldn't have gotten even close. I would have said in the 60s. That is impressive. That is pretty amazing. It's also very impressive. She's been around for so long, I think it's gotten really lost in the shuffle. But she's self-made. The Martha Stewart empire is all starts and ends with her. She, you know, for better or worse, whatever you want to say, what she has done with her life and her career, it all starts with her.
Yeah, and quite the career.
Yeah, her work with Snoop has given her like this second act that has been hilarious and really enjoyable for her, it seems. And she seems to have really loosened up in the public eye and really being enjoying herself and embracing it.
Well, and being a, you know, Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model this year.
Yeah. More power to her, man. Like, I'm 82, and if I looked even half like that, I would be doing, like, Sports Illustrated, like, just, like, whatever. Like, anybody want to take some pictures? Just showing off my body every chance I get. Like, at that age, go for it. More power to you. One of the greatest actors I've ever seen, Martin Sheen, is 83 today.
83, no way.
The West Wing, Badlands, Apocalypse Now, Gandhi, Wall Street, Gettysburg. He was on Grace and Frankie for a while. I'm a big fan of Martin Sheen. Big fan of that whole family. Emilio, all of them. Maybe not so much Charlie, but yeah, I in the 80s and 90s, I didn't mind Charlie. Yeah, in the 80s and 90s, I thought Charlie Sheen was going to have a great career. Did not see that coming.
What was the Top Gun spoof?
Hot Shots.
Yeah, there was a second one that had deuce in it, but yes.
Yes, yeah. I was a huge, huge fan of Men at Work, the one movie that the brothers did together. It was a weird movie. It went in a couple directions that nobody ever saw coming, but and I don't think it's that great of a movie, but I love their chemistry. I love watching the... there's something about seeing brothers together.
Working together, yeah.
In fact, a real quick story time for everybody, because this is too funny not to share, and it's a That Ain't Right story. Earlier this week, my biggest radio influence, Dan Lebatard, was gone for a couple of weeks, and Dan got famous from doing a show on called Highly Questionable on ESPN with his older father, who's a Cuban immigrant, and a very funny show. Didn't speak the greatest English, Poppy, but it was a fun show. The last year or so, Dan has been struggling with some stuff off air, and he's mentioned it, but never really very specific, because it's private and it's his business. Mm-hmm. But it kind of seemed like, well, his father or his mother probably passed away. So this past week, he went on the air, and he talked about losing his closest friend, his only sibling, his youngest brother, to cancer. His best friend of 50 years. And it really hit me. It hit me really hard with just, you know, his brother, an amazing artist. His work is all over Miami. Lebo's work is all over Miami, and his work will be around forever. And it was just a really beautiful moment, and I appreciated his vulnerability and his honesty with the audience, with his fans and all this. And he's talking about his siblings, and if you've listened to me on the air, you know how much my siblings mean to me. My brother and sister are my backbone and my backbeat. So immediately I think of them, and I'm like, I got to text them. I should just tell them I love them. I don't do that nearly enough. We don't talk as much as we used to, so I text my brother and sister. Hey, guys, let me actually just pull this up, make sure I get this right and everything. What did I exactly say to my sister? I said, hey, Beans, I just wanted to, hey, Beans, love you. That's all I got. Just had to say it. We'll talk soon. And a very similar thing to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting that this is my family.
that doesn't just reach out and say I love you.
Yeah, and we're overthinkers and overworriers. And so my sister, within minutes, immediately messaged me back. What, is everything okay? I haven't talked to your mom in a week. Does Bree like
happening?
Me? What's going on? I have to message her, of course, right away. No, I'm just being a silly sibling. I just love my siblings. I just wanted to tell you guys I love you. And but it just turned into this whole... So it's actually a That Ain't Right story on me for not knowing my audience, not knowing. Should have called. Well, should have called.
You prompted a conversation.
Yeah.
And you got right back to her. It's not like you left her hanging for hours.
It's just, well, the road of well intentions.
Yes.
And we wrap up our birthdays and anniversaries with this right here.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
One of the greatest voices we'll ever hear. Tony Bennett would have been 97 today. Born in 1926, just passed away a couple of days ago in this year. One of the greatest voices I think we will ever hear. We're going to get out of the way here, get to Melissa's news. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu, treat yourself, and wish the gang over there a good morning. We'll let Mr. Bennett play us out.
In San Francisco, high on a hill, it calls to
welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Happy Friday Eve.
Keep on listening. We got fun stuff lined up for you. Of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have our Pet of the Week from Madison Rafter and our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society. Touch on some Rafter news. I had to make that tie-in. and we're going to give you a chance to win some State Fair tickets.
Yeah.
Now, between now and 10 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win some State Fair tickets. Be listening for that, everybody.
Woohoo!
right now, as we get everybody ready for the weekend and excited about the weekend, maybe throw a little interesting information in there for this. There's a new study out on how irregular sleep schedules can have negative consequences on your gut bacteria, which can lead to obesity, inflammation, and heart problems.
Oh.
The researchers found that even a 90-minute difference in the midpoint of your sleep timing can impact your gut. That includes staying up late a couple of times a week and sleeping in a couple hours on the weekends. Of course, what you eat and drink has a big impact on your gut, but the scientists say disruptions to your internal clock also play a significant role. One researcher says maintain regular sleep patterns so when we go to bed and when we wake up each day, it's an easy adjustable lifestyle behavior that, you know, our body is used to.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're going to sleep in, don't do it more than an hour or so, they're saying.
Okay.
I don't know that this is the most breaking news ever, but I do think that any chance we can get to where we can talk about gut health is important. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that we don't pay nearly enough attention to, and it's something that, you know, certainly has quite the effect on us. It can be a vice versa thing, too. Your gut can affect your sleep as much as your sleep can affect your gut, because this is all connected.
Guess what? It's all in the same body.
I don't think that we're necessarily, anybody just like fell off their chair or, you know, off of their cubicle while listening, but
we talk a lot about the importance of sleep and sleep patterns, but it is interesting to tie in the importance of gut health to sleep, because I don't know that we've necessarily made that connection super often.
Right.
So that is useful information.
424-2600, how many people out there actually have a regular sleep pattern?
Because this is totally foreign to James. Like, he has no idea what we're talking about right now.
I genuinely don't. In all seriousness, though, and Melissa's being very serious, I don't have any. I have no leg to stand on this one. But I am curious to know, because... I just looked this up real quick. As part of a survey, they asked respondents if they went to bed at the same time each night. And the majority, 54%, said that their sleep schedules varies daily, and only 14% have a consistent sleep schedule.
Well, I think it's something that people just, you know, work really hard to maintain for children. Mm. When they're growing, you know, that you have a consistent bedtime and a consistent time you get up. But as adults, we have a tendency to not take care of ourselves in that fashion as well.
Yeah. I real quickly want to say this isn't something that you should beat yourself up about. This is something that, look, again, 14% of people have a consistent sleep schedule. If you're outside of that 14%, you're not alone. A lot of people struggle with this. Give yourself some grace and try to work with it.
Yeah. But if it's something, you know, if you are really struggling with your stomach or are having issues, maybe it's something you need to consider.
You've tried everything and, you know, I do this, I take melatonin and nothing's working. Yeah, it's such a strong point to make. I think that this is the next step to, I haven't done this. I haven't tried doing this or this before bed and talking to your doctor or doing some, you know, your own research. A good combination of those things is never a bad idea.
Right.
Are there foods that upset your stomach to where you know you're, okay, I'm not eating this after 5 o'clock at night or whatever because I'm not going to be able to sleep? I can't think of anything like that for myself, but I'm sure there is. I just haven't paid enough attention.
Well, it's people who struggle with, like, acid reflux. Anything acidic before bed is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and obviously I can't eat tomatoes anyway, but I really wouldn't eat anything with tomatoes in it before bed.
You know, it's funny. That's a great one to bring up with me because so much of my diet is marinara. So many things that I eat have marinara. Either I'm dipping in marinara or it has marinara. and I do tend to eat late. So then it gets me, I got some thinking to do here, I think.
Maybe this is a correlation for you, James. This is your aha moment.
Nah, probably not. What are the odds that they have anything to do with each other? Actually, yes, I do need to do a lot of work on that. It's a bit of an aha moment there, yes. We'll take a break. We'll come back after my epiphany and we... have some more fun. We got a study that found two exercises that can help lower your blood pressure. We're going to kind of keep this body theme going when we come back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Kind of didn't leave you there.
Nope.
A little behind the scenes stuff. A little behind the scenes. We hope you're having a great morning out there. Thanks so much for joining us. A little Falco for you. It's Iceland or the Philippines. This is the time where you could get away with songs like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not Falco.
No, it's some.
Darn it. There's another one-hit wonder. I just can't think of the name of the band. One Night in Bangkok. I remember
Murray Head.
Thank you. Well, okay, so it's understandable I didn't remember that name. I remember the name of the song. And I remembered this, too. In the 9 o'clock hour, we've got our Pet of the Week from our friends at the South County Humane Society. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news as well. And Melissa and I are going to dive into a fun one. 10 baby boomer complaints that young people agree with.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Where the two come together.
Yes, we're going to find some commonality a little bit later. It's going to be fun. Right now, this study, that we have a study here that may have found the two exercises that lower blood pressure the best.
Okay.
And the good news is they require no movement.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people got to, oh, wait a minute. We got a lot of people all of a sudden got
exercise that doesn't mean I have to move? No. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Until now, we thought that aerobatic exercises like running or cycling were best, and those are still really good options. But according to the study, the best exercises for blood pressure might be planks and wall squats.
Oh. Okay.
Planks are when you're in a push-up position, but on your elbows, and you hold it for a while.
Yep.
One of my father's favorite exercises.
Yeah, it's really good for your core.
Yeah, yeah. You got a father like mine who would, all right, you're up to 5 minutes, Jimmy. Up to 10 minutes, Jimmy. Yep.
Whoa, that's a long plank.
And being a former hockey player, another one he enjoyed, wall squats. Or wall sits. I think most people, especially if you've seen it in movies or TV shows, you know what this is. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, your shape of a chair with your back against a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And your legs tremble.
It is the exercise that most people go into, especially if you've done it before. I got this. And within a minute, a minute, you are feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I have any meat on my body is in my quads, and it's all from this and from my father. It's all from doing these kind of exercises with him. Jimmy, you got to be able to run. You got to be able to. That was a big deal. If you've never done them, they're no cakewalk, but if you hate running, this might be a great option. In general, our blood pressure is supposed to be 120 over 80 or lower. The study found doing planks and wall squats regularly can help bring down the top number by around 8 and your bottom number around 4.
All right.
So both good chances to lower that blood pressure. And a lot of people that deal with high blood pressure, you don't need to knock it down by like some gigantic thing. They're looking to knock it down by 10, 20, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And maybe one of these exercises or both of these exercises can help you do that. Another important thing about these not just this study, but any of these exercises, you don't have to do them like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't have to do wall squats that would make him cry.
Right.
You do these for a minute or two a day and build yourself up.
Or even a minute or two, couple times a day.
Yeah.
Spaced apart a long time. It's not, you don't have to do an hour workout every day.
You can do these while you're sitting back and watching your shows or listening to us on the air or anything like that as well. They're not that big of time restraints either.
Right.
I think that's not only helpful for people, but I think it's encouraging for people too. So often when it comes to health issues, we're too far gone, and and the damage is done, or
it's too hard to add that into my day. But if it's a minute here or there, or even 30 seconds, I mean, it's something, and any little bit helps.
Yeah, we encourage you to try these, especially if it is something. And certainly, if you're uncertain, if you're you're a certain age, if you're over 25 or 30, and you're not sure how your blood pressure is, get that checked out.
Yeah. Yes.
that is one of those things that's only gonna you can't bury that. It's only gonna get worse and worse, and eventually mm-hmm. you're gonna have to deal with it eventually.
Right.
Doing it younger is a lot better than doing it older, and I say that from my papa and many people I know in that age range.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got another job offering for people out there. Earlier on the Sunrise Show over at West Country 105.5 WIRI, join us every day, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I were talking about the Uno job that is available to people out there to play the new
Uno game.
Got another one here. 90% of the population is passionate about this topic, so if you want this gig, expect competition.
Mm.
A job listing for a pizza influencer is going viral.
Oh, jeez.
And the salary is $110,000 a year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not bad.
That's nothing to shake a stick at.
Nope, I'm okay with that one. $110,000 is going to get me to do a lot of things in life. I'm going to be honest with you.
But be an influencer, James, would it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Glad to know you can be bought.
I can be. I'm joking. I'm kidding. It's no. It's just funnier if I say yes. I didn't know. No. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't be able to do this. I would make it like 10 seconds into an Instagram live feed and be like, "What am I doing? What is happening to me? Why am I? No, I can't do this. I'd lose my job. I'd lose it in a second. But I do love pizza, and I wouldn't mind that paycheck.
No kidding.
It's for a pizza delivery app called Slice. It's basically a social media marketing role, and they just slapped a fun little title on it. The job description says you'll create videos and social media content, primarily for TikTok and Instagram, that, quote, celebrates pizza, pizzeria owners, and pizza eaters. Job duties include recording, editing, and starring in at least 3 pizza-themed videos a week. You'll also be interviewing pizza shop owners and running contests and giveaways. Perks include...
Good. That wouldn't be so bad.
You think that's good, Melissa? Wait till you hear this. Perks include medical and dental and a matching 401k.
Whoa.
And, quote, weekly pizza stipend, so free pizza.
Wow.
Which you may need the health care for. You may need
True story.
Any job that's offering medical and dental, let alone all that other stuff, like you got me lit. All of a sudden, the influencer thing's starting to sound a little bit more intriguing to me. You can apply through their website or LinkedIn. They say their ideal candidate is someone in New York City or someone willing to move there. But they're also open to other major metro areas.
Okay. Suppose you got to have a lot of pizza options.
You know, we've done a couple of these stories, including obviously the one earlier today. Out of all the ones we've done, this one is the one that sounds the most legit, like a real job.
Well, it does, because it comes with benefits.
That's why. Yeah. Not because of the actions or the duties that are required for the job, but the benefits of the job. Like, that's all right. You know, this is one of those things that I can't understand why more people haven't gotten their heads around. If you're so afraid to pay employees more, you're so darn afraid to raise the minimum wage, can we at least get some benefits? Can you at least do that?
Because it's really hard to live on $20,000 a year, but if you had $20,000 a year with benefits, it's a little maybe a little more feasible.
And you've heard... Every single person on these airwaves talk about buying local, supporting local. We've been doing it for years and years and years. We should not have, I would like to think we have the benefit of the doubt that we don't have to prove that to anybody. If you are a business that can't do either of these things, give your employees benefits or pay your employees more, I don't know if you're meant to be in business. I'm sorry, but that's, look, if we change our society from a capitalist society, then we'll talk. But as long as that's the case, we've all agreed to the rules of this game. You miss me with, well, I just can't afford to do this. If you can't afford to do this, then I question your business model. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put anybody out of business. I want every single business out there to stay around and thrive and everything. But this is the game. This is the rules that we're playing by.
Mm-hmm. And you need workers for your business, so you need to take care of your workers.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing I keep coming back to that just drives me bonkers, James, is the difference in pay. You know, the difference between the worker and the CEO, and how much it's changed since the 1960s, when it was 20-1. You know, the CEO made 20 times what the worker made, and now it's 399-1.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun coming up right here on... Oh, yeah, I like the way Katrina says this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.